Welcome to my podcast. My name is Fred Sharpstein, and we'll be talking about issues related to technology education.
Hi, this is episode number 2 of Educational Technology Podcast. Today is January 16th. And I'm with a student here at Unionville Sebring Area Schools, and her name is Kim. Kim is a student that is taking an online Japanese course here at USA Schools. So we're briefly going to talk to her about her experience with her online course. Kim, what's your experience been with this online Japanese course?
The course in general, I've learned so much about Japanese. And I have found online learning to be an effective use. I'm doing really well in the class. But it's really hard when you have no contact with your teachers or very little. The programs themselves that they have on there, they are very effective for memorizing words and sentences and learning the grammatical uses. But to some extent, it's a little more challenging when you can't directly talk to a teacher.
So the biggest roadblock you found with online learning is the communication with the teacher at the other end, being email or a phone number. Would it be helpful if the teacher had virtual office hours or was more specific on the hours of availability and what her expectations were when you contact her, or your expectations to being able to get a return on the questions that you have?
It probably would be more appropriate if she had specific hours and times that she could email us back. We are able to call her, which is a lot simpler than emailing. But again, it would be better if she had set time for a return email, because by the time we get her response, sometimes it's after the assignment's due and then everything just falls behind.
Do you think online learning is for all students, or do you think it takes some special characteristics of a student to do online learning?
You do have to know simple basics around a computer. Just getting the programs installed may require some assistance. But I think if a student was given maybe a little bit of help, anyone could use an online course.
So, do you see online courses becoming more popular with more students, especially with the economy the way it is and schools having a hard time offering AP courses and courses of specific need, like this is the first time we probably had anybody take Japanese, other courses like Chinese or French or other? So do you see this becoming a trend that more students may get involved in?
I could see the trend increasing, becoming as even as students participating in actual college courses on campuses. I'm sure a lot of students would still participate on campus learning, but I could see it becoming as popular as, if not more.
Well, let's wrap this up. Thanks for joining us on this podcast today. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Kim for coming in and sharing some time with us and sharing the student's point of view. I think we need to take and look at students' points of view more, as they have a lot of insight to what we can do to engaging them in learning and helping us help them to learn. So until next podcast, we'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That will do it for today's podcast. And remember, at times things seem tough. No funding, no time, and greater challenges than ever. But as the Patriot Fight song says, fight on, Patriots. Fight on till the end. Fight on, you Patriots. Stay in there and you'll win.